So Abdul Rahman, Brother Abdul Sharif, and Brother Jamil will be touring the nation, inspiring you. Master Farad Muhammad, in 3 years, from 1930, July to 1934, he raised 25,000. Our goal this year, in 1 year, with Master Farad Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, backed by the power of Allah, we're going after 25,000 new citizens. Not no second class citizen. Citizen of your nation. And our constitution is the Quran. We're going to work as never before. Will you help me? You sure? Thank you. So all of our young people, the young college students, the young warriors, the so-called gang bangers, I want you to come on and join me in the Nation of Islam, and let us be the army of Almighty God to establish righteousness and justice and peace on this earth.
Beloved brothers and sisters, here's what we would like you to do. Every one of you, my dear brothers, when you go home, here's what I want you to do. Join us. Join the Nation of Islam.
I know that God is after the black man and woman of America. Just as sure as I am talking to you now, God is after you to wake you up and get you up from your grave of ignorance and mental death. God has an assignment that He wants to give to you. And that assignment is what your problem has been all about for 400 years. You have been tortured, abused, rebuked, scorned, vilified, hung, raped, robbed, beaten, turned inside out for the glory of God. You didn't understand this. You and I thought that God didn't love us, that God had forsaken us. But at the same time, we sing the song, "Were you there when they crucified my Lord?" Well, if Jesus was in fact the Son of God, and God put him through all of that to prove something, than to give him a great reward. If you are the people of Almighty God, how can you get the great reward until you go through the great trial and the great tribulation and the great suffering that is necessary to shape, form, and fashion you for the purpose that God wants to use us for?
I would advise you to join the Nation of Islam. When that stuff gets hot, come on home, brother.
You know, why would you spend your time with those who really have no need of you when a man came seeking you who would be benefited by what you have to say, and you turned away from him and you frowned? Now, this is the Quran. The Bible has something similar. The Bible says it like this. Jesus had a feast, and he sent out for the doctor, and the doctor was busy. He sent out for the lawyer and the businessman, and they both were busy. So he told his disciples, out into the highways, into the byways, and bring me the lame, the halt, the blind, the leper. They will fill up my feast. And they did. What is the moral or the lesson? Dear brothers and sisters, the nation started and was built by the most abject of our people. Yes, the people that nobody else wanted could come to Muhammad. He never would turn them down. The people that had no home, no place to go, no one to love them, no one to care about them. Yes, the prostitute, the pimp, the lowlife, the dope seller, the dope user, the wine drinker, the man that was so far down in the mud, nothing was looking out but his eyeballs. But that's the man that knew he needed somebody, knew she needed somebody, so they reached out for Muhammad as Muhammad reached out for them. And they came, and in a matter of moments, they were cleaned up. And then when you looked at them again, you saw them clean, shining, strong, doing things that the learned had not the courage to do. The people that are going to be the foundational stones of this rebuilding, oh, the doctor may come, the lawyer may come, the teacher may come. And what a blessing it is that such brothers and sisters come at the ground floor level. But the brother and sister who is willing to make the sacrifice, even of life, is the brother and sister who feel that they don't have nothing to lose. So I'm saying to the brothers of the FOI, the sisters of the MGT, and to those of you who visit with us, if you know that we are having a general meeting, go get the brother in the mud. Go get the sister in the mud. I mean, if your friend happens to be a teacher or doctor, we don't reject anyone. But the brother and sister in the mud, that's the one that 9 out of 10 times will stand up when there's nothing there to stand on but the word. Others who are used to going in and out of fine buildings, they can't join you unless you have a fine building. Oh, I would come, but there, that place, among those people, I can't come. Oh, no. But when you move up on Broadway, I shall be there. Oh, we understand. But there are some brothers and sisters that don't care where truth is. They'll go there. To let the brothers and sisters who feel that nobody cares, nobody loves you, nobody respects you, I want you to know how the Honorable Elijah Muhammad looks at you. And he said, and I quote, when they said to him, Muhammad, where's your God? He said, every time I look at a black man, I'm looking at God. And I don't take those words lightly. When I look at you, when I look at you, brother, I know who I'm looking at. There's no sense in me praying to God and then mistreating you. Because if I mistreat you, I'm already a mistreater of God. For the very essence of the nature of God is in you and in you. And if you die, if you study that Holy Quran, the Holy Quran is an index of the nature of God.
Do you see a day when whites will be allowed to join the black Muslims?
Yes. Yes. There, you know, I must say this. Some of my own brothers may be shocked at this, but you ask me a question, and I have to answer you truthfully. If you look at the message of Jesus, it started first very narrowly among the lost sheep, and Jesus was told, go ye not in the way of the Samaritans, or in the way of the Gentiles, but to the lost sheep. And then at a certain point he said, go ye into all the world, to every nation, kindred, and tongue. If you will look at the message of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, it first was directed to black people because we were in the worst condition. But not only are we lost, The whole human family is lost, and therefore...
Therefore, yes.
And therefore, the message has to evolve, and we have to evolve. And I'll close that point by saying, in Christ, there is no Greek, no Jew, no bond, no free, no male, no female. This means that we all are going to have to grow out of rabid nationalism, sexism, racism, materialism, in order to claim Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
I think it's about time the United States government listens to what Mr. Farrakhan has to say before it's too late.